Allow God to pull you out of the pit. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Feeling pain is a natural part of life. You can't escape it. We will always have failures in our personal relationship, missed opportunities, and tough experiences in every season. And in these situations, you have the option to become bitter or have hope. Depression doesn't discriminate based on gender, nationality, or belief. As long as a person allows feelings of depression to nest within them, these feelings will come to life within them and possibly lead to physical, mental, spiritual exhaustion. But the choice will always be yours. So allow God to pull you out of the pit. A person with depression will experience persistent sadness or emptiness, meaning nothing will make them smile and they will feel like something is missing. In short, there will be a weariness in their life caused by stress itself, with feelings of powerlessness, hopelessness, inefficiency, and sadness. It's a state of dejection and unhappiness. Nothing motivates them, preferring isolation and self-denial. But the good news is that God can pull you out of the pit where you are. Nothing is lost or unsolvable with him. In the middle of your anguish and depression, just like Jeremiah went through, he was able to express in today's text, "One thing I remember and hold on to, the Lord's love never ends, his mercies never cease. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness." Jeremiah changed his perspective and recognized the infinite grace of the Lord. No matter what the problem is, God doesn't want you to live in pain. He wants to give you joy, freedom, and hope. His love is constant and secure for you. Let God help you out. His mercies is as fresh as every morning, as certain as the sunset. The Lord is all you need, and despite the circumstances, you can always trust in him. Change the way you think. Allow God to rescue you, lift you up, and inject your soul with help and hope. Let God pull you out of the pit. I'd like to leave you with this promise found in Psalm 40, verse 2. "He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, waiting and making my footsteps firm." Have a blessed day, and remember, you will never know that God is all you need until God is all you have. Let him pull you out of the pit. Have hope.